For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This is a fun conversation we're having about Rashee Rice and kind of where you would stack him up. Because at least with Rashee, where maybe I struggle with how to rank him as a wide receiver, is he had a very, very promising rookie year. No question. He then got hurt in the middle of year two. We think he's going to be suspended in year three. What's his upside? What does that look like? I mean, the pace that he was on is crazy for last year. Because people are mentioning that, hey, you know, if he hadn't gotten hurt, and you're 100% right, if he hadn't gotten hurt, he was certainly in line. I mean, if he hadn't got hurt, if you just took what Rashee Rice did in his first three games of the season, if he had done that for the entire season, he would have had the most catches in the league and would have had the second most yards in the league behind Jamar Chase and would have been tied for first in touchdowns. Now, maybe you think that's what he would have done last season. I don't think he would have done that, but I think he certainly would have had a really good year. I don't really know where I would place Rashee Rice. I mean, I'm not putting him in the top 10. I'm probably not putting him in the top 20. Somewhere in that 21 to 30 range feels fair for about what Rashee Rice has done so far in his career, also projecting it out a little bit. And more so than anything, like we were just talking about, that's more of an indication of how deep I think wide receiver is and not really an indictment on how I feel about Rashee Rice. Like, I'll ask you, like, a guy like Smith for the Eagles, Devontae Smith. I don't think Devontae Smith is in many people's top 10. Maybe you would put Devontae Smith in the top 20. He's a better receiver than Rashee Rice to me. Like, I just think we're just talking about a position group that is just really, really loaded with a whole lot of talent. So that's kind of it with Rashee. We were going back through one of the draft classes that they had at the position. So that's where I am with Rashee Rice.
I think we're mostly on the same page with Rashee. I think a little more highly of Rashee than you do. Not by a lot. I agree with you. Wide receiver might be the most deep position in the NFL, like with quality guys and not just like, you know, stat stuffers, like really quality wide receivers.
Sure. But I mean, right now, and sorry to cut you off, wide receiver is the deepest class in the NFL.
Absolutely.
Like, that is the deepest position. Like, I'm not sure if I would put Garrett Wilson in my top 10. I think Garrett Wilson's better than Rashee Rice. Like, I just think that position's
Garrett Wilson last year was bad. Like, bad might be a little bit harsh, but there was a regression from Garrett Wilson last year. Now, it may be because his quarterback was more interested in doing ayahuasca than playing football, but that's how we judge wide receivers.
No, that's fair.
I mean, that's part of the calculus.
I think Garrett Wilson's amazing.
I don't know. I think he's amazing. I think Garrett Wilson and Rashee Rice are probably more Spider-Man meme than you think.
Okay.
Well, Chris Olave.
I was literally just thinking about Chris Olave. I was about to say that next because I was thinking Ohio State. No, I literally was just thinking that. I think Rice is better than Chris Olave. I don't think it's a big gap between where he and Olave are, but I do think Rashee Rice is better than Chris Olave. Last one, Terry McLaurin.
Oh, Terry McLaurin is better than Rashee Rice.
Okay.
Terry McLaurin is like first team All-American slept on by Carrington. There's a group of people that you sleep on. Scary Terry might be
the best on the list. I'm with you.
You act like he's some plucky 800-yard guy. He's a really good player in the league.
Do you think Rice is better than T. Higgins?
No, but I think what T. Higgins is, a elite number two, fringe number one wideout, is what Rashee Rice is.
Okay.
And I think circling all the way
back. Text line's cooking you for Zay Flowers, by the way.
Zay Flowers averages per year better than what Rashee Rice did in 1 year. And it is what it is.
Okay.
And he also, if we're going to, you know how Chiefs fans will do that? Well, wait till he gets around Mahomes. Zay Flowers is cooking people with Lamar Jackson at quarterback, and it's not like that's Dan Marino in his prime.
So we're off a little bit early today because of the Royals. The Royals are back in town. They're playing the Colorado Rockies. There are, I guess, maybe two things that you need to know about the Rockies as you're getting ready for this series, and Vern is going to take over in just a bit. There's two things, and then we'll get back to the NFL draft. Thing number one is, if you're somebody who believes in run differential, let me tell you that the Rockies are dead last in run differential with 50. They're minus 51 on the year. Second place is minus 28. They are just not the worst team in the league. I mean, they are lapping the field as the worst team in the league. They've already fired their hitting coach. The Rockies have not won multiple games in a row. We've been playing baseball for 3 weeks. They've played 21 games. They have not won 2 days in a row so far this season. They're the only team that has not put together a winning streak of some kind this season. They're bad. Very, very simple. Very, very simple. You cannot afford to lose a series to the Colorado Rockies. I don't care how they do it. I don't care if the Royals score 9 runs today or if they beat the Rockies 3 straight days of 1-0. We have talked a lot about the schedule and that the Chiefs were playing, I don't want to say the heavyweights, but they were playing like opponents, other playoff teams, and you were waiting for the schedule to lighten up a little bit. Well, it can't get much lighter than the Colorado Rockies. In fact, it is as light as the schedule can be. This team is worse than the Chicago White Sox. They make the Oakland A's blush with how bad they are. You cannot afford to lose to that team, especially when Cole Reagans goes on the mound for you in this series and also Chris Bubich pitches today. You can't afford to lose to this team. I don't have any other commentary about this series other than go get it done. I don't want to hear any excuses. Oh, well, it's early. No, you guys are being... I don't know. If they lose a series to the Colorado Rockies coming off the road trip that they just had, when we get done talking about the NFL draft, I will press the panic button with the Royals. If you think the Royals are a playoff team and you think that this is just a blip and it's early in the season and they'll figure things out, I'm willing to sit with you. I'm willing to be on your side. I can't be on your side if they lose to this Rockies team. They're terrible. They're bad. They're real bad. They're real bad. They're losing 110 games this season. Two of those wins don't need to be against you. So that is our Royals-Rockies commentary for the day.
Real quick on the Rockies. Isn't this a quintessential example of something you always say? You can't win the division in April, but you can lose it. I'm not saying winning the Rocky series means anything. Frankly, winning the Rocky series means nothing. It's what you're supposed to do. If you lose it, you can lose a lot of goodwill in the city, and you can lose a lot of hope and optimism because you should not be losing a series to that team. I think this series is exactly what you say. You can't win divisions and wild card spots in April, but you can sure lose them. That's this series.
Yeah, and I think the Royals are positioned in a way that Houston, and for whatever reason, Houston just, they start off the year slow. They did this last year. Remember the Royals beat them early on in that series? I think they swept the Astros in the first series, the first month of the year. And then you got the Rockies. Like, after a tough week for the Royals, after a tough early start for the Royals, and this is an organization that should be looking at, hey, we could be one game under 500 by the end of this. If you can win 2 or 3 or potentially sweep the Rockies, you could win a series against the Astros, you can really undo all of what happened last week by just taking care of business against the worst team in the league and against another team that is also struggling to figure things out. With how bunched up baseball is right now, There's not a lot of just bad teams. Everybody is just kind of all in that same grouping with everybody. There are two teams that I would say have already eliminated themselves. You're playing one of those teams. You're playing one of those teams right now. Like, the Braves haven't eliminated themselves. They got the same record as the Royals. The Pirates are not a good team. Maybe you could say that they're in that conversation as well, but the Pirates only have one fewer loss than the Royals, so I don't know how you can be down on them. You get what I'm saying. There's two teams that baseball season is already over for you. It's over. There's two teams. It's the Rockies and the White Sox. One of those teams is in your division. The other team is coming into town this week. Beat up on the Rockies. Hit the button, Rob.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for The Hits. Number one.
Kansas Stars, The Hits are brought to you by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to unpack a lot of these draft cuts that we have for today's show, and then we'll hand things off to Vern. All right, let's start with Todd McShay. I usually listen to, I don't know, like a lot of NBA podcasts. I like listening to people talk about the NBA. For this week, I've shifted. I have been listening to a lot of NFL draft podcasts just to get ready. I want to know what I'm talking about, and I want to know what the draft people are talking about. So I was listening to Todd McShay's podcast. He does a very good podcast for The Ringer. He ain't very high about this class as an O-line draft or a D-line draft. Here's Todd McShay.
People in the other draft rooms are like, pew, pew, pew.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Yes.
Right.
Because, yeah, go ahead, take Tet. Take Will Campbell. Because right. I'm talking to teams, and they don't, like, Tet and Will aren't sniffing the very top where we've got other guys. Obviously, Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter. But now we got a quarterback who's in not a great quarterback class that no one else is really worried about. Now we've got a wide receiver in not a great wide receiver class that nobody else is really worried where he goes. Okay. Now we got an offensive tackle right. and a tackle class. I told you, talking to NFL people, fifth or sixth offensive tackle a year ago. Okay? Quarterback would have been fifth or sixth last year. Offensive tackle would have been fifth or sixth last year. Wide receiver would have been sixth last year.
I think it is safe to say in this year's draft class, there are three star players as prospects. That's not to say that other stars will not emerge, but heading into this draft class, there's three. Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, and I think Ashton Jeansey is a star. Now, we'll see where he gets drafted, but in the right situation, I think that Ashton Jeansey could be in the conversation of the best running back in the National Football League. I really believe that about him. I think, at least to bring this local and talk about it through the Chiefs' perspective is, that doesn't sound good if you're in the market for two of those things. The Chiefs are in the market for O-line. They're telling you Will Campbell, who is maybe going to be the fourth overall pick, he wouldn't be one of the five best tackle prospects last year. Well, if you feel that way about Will Campbell, what does that mean for Kelvin Banks? What does that mean for Josh Simmons? What does that mean for Josh Connerly? And are those players that you would want to trade up for? If you feel that way on the pass rush side, well, what does the fifth best pass rusher look like in this year's draft class compared to in years past? Now, what I don't want the Chiefs to do is I don't want them to feel like they are hell-bent on, we got to take a position of need in round one. That I know we say best player available, but the more and more we do this, and I'll play more cuts for you guys, I am not convinced that best player available for them also intersects with offensive or defensive line at 31. Now, that's just the opinion of some, and maybe the Chiefs end up taking a defensive lineman, and that guy ends up being fantastic. But I'm not sure at 31 if there's going to be the first-round value that maybe you want at left or right tackle. I'm not sure if it exists in this year's draft class. So what does that mean for the Chiefs? Are they now trading out and moving back? Does this mean that the Chiefs aren't going to go in the trenches and maybe they take a Egbuka, maybe they take Luther Burden? I mean, you guys know I'm all for them getting more explosive. I'm all for them adding weapons. I'd love for them to take a wide receiver. If you were telling me that the Chiefs' focus is not going to be on the offensive or defensive line, and it's in taking dynamic players to add to this offense where you are looking for the future and you have built a very strong nucleus of players under the age of 25, 26 years old, and you have a very talented running back from this year's draft class, maybe you pick up a wide receiver in round one and you pair that with Worthy, you pair that with Rice, and you are going to put more younger, cheaper weapons around Patrick Mahomes, sign me up. I'm all for it. Mike Renner is coming on this show telling us that he believes this draft class at running back is generational.
In terms of year on year, which class would look is going to look the most special historically, you know, 5 years from now, I think it's going to be running back. I just think there's so much talent at it. There's other good classes, but running back to me looks like once in a decade sort of class.
Once in a decade draft, he just said. Once in a decade. They have only given Patrick Mahomes one of those kind of running backs one time in his career. He won MVP when they gave him that kind of running back. When they gave him a true game-changing running back, he won NFL MVP. So maybe they're not going to use the 31st overall pick on a running back. I wouldn't use the 31st overall pick. But I'm looking at pick 63 and pick 66, and if you really have to, the 95th overall pick. But I'm more focusing in on 63 and 66. I think you can get a very special running back high up in this draft class. You pair that in this offense. You pair this with Patrick Mahomes, and you can unlock a level of explosiveness that even with a healthy Isaiah Pacheco, you just don't have. I like Isaiah Pacheco. There are going to be at least 10 running backs in this draft class that are better than Isaiah Pacheco. Speed, ability to catch the ball out of the backfield, home run ability, there will be at least 10 running backs that we will look back in 3-4 years and think that guy's better than Isaiah Pacheco. Take one. I will continue to bang the drum for them taking a running back, especially when you have that pick 63 and that pick 66 in a very strong running back class. So we will obviously figure out what the Chiefs do. I'm not against them taking an offensive lineman in round one. I'm not against them taking a defensive lineman. I just want the value to be there if that's what they're going to do. I simply want the value to be there. And a lot of people think that the Chiefs are going to go on the offensive or defensive line. I mean, we have Matt Miller on. That's what he thinks.
I would love for it to be Luther Burden. I'd be happy with a tight end, you know, like a Mason Taylor at that spot. I'd be happy with a speedy edge rusher. But when we get back to how this team normally drafts, I'm with you. It's probably going to be a defensive lineman, probably going to be a defensive tackle, unless one of those offensive tackles falls. But you know, I don't know, man. Last time they lost the Super Bowl, they got aggressive, and a lot changed in a hurry. And we didn't see that through free agency. So maybe we see it in the draft, you know, with four picks in the top 95. Maybe we see some aggressive movement. I had heard 2 weeks ago that they were at least interested in moving up. You know, the last time they were interested in moving up was the Rashee Rice drafts when no one would trade with them when they wanted to move up. So we will see what happens.
I think you could use a lot of words to describe the Chiefs' offseason. I think you could use a lot of good words to describe their offseason. I don't think you can use the term aggressive. It feels to me that some of the best value in this draft could be being aggressive at wide receiver and running back. Whether that's taking Burden, who potentially falls and could fall out of round one. If you're telling me that there's going to be a team that gets Luther Burden with the 37th overall pick, he was arguably the best wide receiver in the SEC 2 years ago. No injury history, and you're telling me that there's a chance he doesn't go in round one? Okay. A guy who has shown big home run playability? Okay. That sounds like really good value to me at the back half of the first round. Really, really good value. So, Rob, that's my biggest question. You and I were debating yesterday about moving up in the NFL draft. I'm always for moving up. I'm always going to be for using your assets to go get players that you really, really like. But now talking to more people, listening to more draft pundits, it doesn't sound like that value is going to be there at tackle this year. I don't know if it's going to be there for them if they stand firm at 31. I'm also not really sure if the Chiefs are going to have the opportunity to trade back. Usually, if you're going to trade back in that scenario, there's going to be a wide receiver that a team really loves. Maybe that player is Luther Burden. A team really likes him. They want to move up to make sure they get him in round one and get the fifth-year option. Or it's going to be a quarterback that a team really, really likes. What we saw happen with the Ravens a couple of years ago with Lamar Jackson. But as of now, I think the Chiefs are going to select at 31. Is there going to be that value for them at left tackle, right tackle, or on the defensive line? Or are they potentially going to have to go in a different direction around one?
After hearing the amount of draft people we've had on the show, I think the Chiefs are going to go offensive line the first round because everyone we've had on, outside of talking about the flaws in this O-line class, the other thing they keep saying is there's good depth at interior, and there's a lot of good names at edge, and there's great names at running back. So if the best quality, if the quality at 31 and 64 are the same, or 60, whatever it is, at edge, essentially, I would wait on edge. Everyone's telling you there's good value in edge. I would wait on running back. If round one is the only chance to pop for a league quality starting tackle, whether it be left or right, I think you have to do that because you might have a situation where you get to draft a tackle you think is NFL quality and you get to redshirt him. But it sounds like with the depth at other positions the Chiefs need, they need to be targeting O-line in round one. I don't know if that means trade up to get Kelvin Banks, who I think might go top 10, top 11. But I think they're going to need to get one on the first day because there aren't any on day two.
Yeah, I mean, we had Mike Renner on the show, and he said that he doesn't believe there's that Kingsley Suamataia, that Wanye Morris prospect in day two of the draft. That's not really where the strength is for this team. So I agree with you. If the Chiefs are going to go offensive line and you're expecting that guy to be a contributor, that guy will likely have to be in round one just based on the kind of prospect that he could potentially be. There's a lot of different ways that this draft could go for the Kansas City Chiefs. They talked about being more explosive at running back and wide receiver. I'm always going to be for that. Well, you got Patrick Mahomes and just trying to give him more things, more weapons, trying to give him a more well-rounded and complete offense. But I also understand the importance of you could draft the tackle, you could redshirt him for this year and have him ready for next year in 2026. I think there's a lot of different ways this could play itself out. We are off early today because of the Kansas City Royals. Good luck to them today in their series against the Colorado Rockies. We'll be back tomorrow continuing to get you ready for round one of the NFL draft. Keep it right here. It's the drive.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.